This is Jerry Guerin, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Wilson, and Montgomery Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Minute. When it comes to feeding or selling hay through the winter, one thing that should never be neglected is to get the hay properly tested. K-State Research and Extension recommends the following forage sampling procedures. First, sample by forage lot. Every field and cutting is different, so do not combine hays of different qualities or cuttings into one composite sample. Also, sample at the optimum time. Collect hay or silage samples as close to the time of feeding or sale as possible. Always select a sharp, well-designed coring device. To sample bales and stacks of hay, take at least 20 cores that are 12 to 15 inches deep. A greater number of small samples are more representative than fewer large samples. Also, ship samples immediately. It is best to deliver samples early in the week to be sure the samples don't sit on the lab over the weekend or through holidays. Sampling hay and forages can be very beneficial for both feeding the correct nutrient values and optimizing marketing strategies. But it's important to remember, forage analysis results are only as good as the sample provided to a laboratory. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Jerry Guerin with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.